MMH, the home of rock radio.
Today at MMH, the home of rock radio, I'm interviewing Eagles versus Drones to talk about the festival and the band. How you guys doing today?
Yeah, doing good.
All right, yeah.
How'd the set go?
It went brilliant.
Yeah, it did.
A little bit hard of hearing, wasn't it, on the stage?
Couldn't hear anything on stage, but you're just trusting that the sound men know what they're on with, and it sounds right out the front, and that's it.
Yeah, it's good enough, isn't it?
How were the crowds today?
It was great. When we looked through the door before we went on, we thought, oh God, it's rammed. And then as we sort of like went backstage, started setting our gear up, we walked on the stage and we thought, oh God, there's nobody in. But then it filled right up, didn't it?
It did, playing.
So we thought, well, it's better that way than the other way.
That's got to be the ultimate compliment, hasn't it? If you start playing and the room fills up, people obviously think you're worth coming to see.
It's better than being full and everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was great, mate. Yeah, really, really pleased. You know.
That's good to hear. What's the live music scene like where you're from?
Shark.
Yeah, garbage. There's nothing going on. Where we're from the countryside, mate. Do you know what I mean? You need to travel to the cities, don't you? You know.
The only fortunate thing for us is where we live, isn't it? Because we're out in the sticks. It's exactly the same distance and time to get there. Yeah. For us in every direction. So in half an hour we can be in Birmingham, Nottingham, Leicester,
Derby, any of them.
We can be in all those sort of places. We're dead in the Midlands, aren't we?
So yeah, we all know.
Geographically, we're sorted, aren't we? But where we live, it's shy. There's a one-man reggae guy who sings with a guitar, but he mimes the guitar out if we want to go and play with him at the local pub. But other than that, there's nothing else happening.
Out of those cities, like, what do you always get the best reaction in?
Birmingham.
Birmingham's always been good for us, hasn't it? We never seem to have much joy sort of Nottingham doing, but then we're not really in that
clique. It's a clique.
Yeah, we're not really in the Nottingham clique, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Birmingham's always been one of those things. I think we know a lot of people from Birmingham.
We've always had more success in Birmingham, so.
Well, we've always enjoyed the gigs more.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
When you write music, do you kind of jam stuff out, or have you got like an ideas, man?
Somebody will have a riff and take it to the practice room. Now, for years and years, we used to jam every week, and we'd write a song at home, take it to the practice room, present it to the other guys, and be like, this is the song, put your part to it. Whereas now, we're like, somebody's got an idea, we'll go into the practice room and just jam it out over the weeks until a song develops of it, you know.
For every one song that you have, you've probably been 10. Do you play as well?
Yeah,
what do you play?
Guitar and sing.
Right. How many ideas have you binned?
Oh, thousands.
and all the ones, is it because you've grown weary?
It's usually because there's a better idea or I'm just bored of it. By the time it's time to present,
so you know as good as anybody. If you've played it and you've listened to it yourself and you've grown bored, then you just put that in everybody else's shoes. Well, if I'm bored, they'll get bored straight away. Because you're emotionally attached, aren't you?
What inspires your lyrics?
We don't know.
Couldn't tell you, mate. That's Vince's department.
You want to be honest with you? I don't even know where he fucking
is. No, I don't, mate. No. That's terrible, ain't it, really?
I've got no idea.
I'll chop that bit out.
Leave it in. I imagine Vince is. He puts a lot. This is the worst part about it, isn't it? Vince puts no end of effort into what he's going to sing, and he tries to theme it all out. It's a personal thing for him, isn't it? I've never ever listened to lyrics. I've always listened to. I know when something sounds great, but I couldn't tell you any of the songs that I like what the lyrics are, especially the fucking songs that I'm banging on me.
You just bothered about the killer riffs. That's all it is. Isn't it?
So you as a singer, you'd have to write something out, maybe.
I guess. Towards the end,
But it's one of those things where I couldn't tell you any of the fucking hell I'm listening to Periphery earlier on. I couldn't tell you any of the lyrics that he did, but I could tell you every vocal pitch that he hit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? because you're listening more to it as a whole thing. I don't really care what they're singing.
No.
With Vince, Vince puts no end of effort in, doesn't he? He proper goes for it. But it's one of those things that's his thing. You know, if it, whenever we've been out to gigs, we've seen people and we've played a bit, but people are singing his lyrics, so they know it.
Yeah.
I feel shit.
Perhaps we should ask some of them sometimes. So what is he actually?
We don't know what he sings. We just know that he does it and it sounds good. Yeah, he does it. He sounds good. I like the way he does it. I couldn't tell you what he was saying. Yeah, that's a shit one there. Yeah, sorry about that.
Fair enough. What are you planning for the year? What are you hoping to achieve?
Get the CD done, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got an album at the minute that we're working on, and it's a few months away yet. And it, you know, the guitars are pretty much done. The drummer's just finished. So. I would say bass is the next thing.
I reckon we took longer over our albums than the fucking tour take over theirs.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have this thing with the guy who records us, and we just say, well, go and do a bit, and then have it and live with it for a little bit and see if we like it. Yeah. Like you said, if you're bored of it, you know, so we'll have it back, listen to it for a bit. If we think, right, that's a bit crap, then we can go and change it rather than doing it all, compressing it all into 1 week.
Yeah.
Having to live with your end result. 99% of the time, every band that's ever done that always wishes they'd have done something different.
Yeah.
You know, or they wish they'd have had more time. They wish they'd have played that riff, that snare hit sounded shit. Why didn't you fucking go back and redo it? You know, but if you've had it to live with it for a while, and all those little things that bother you, you can, you've got the time to go back and revisit it and correct it. That's the main thing, isn't it? But that's about the only thing. He's back on the gigs, haven't we?
Just want to get the album done, and then push it at gigs. You know,
we've got a bit of a thing at the moment because we've got a new bass player. We've had to really sort of hold back on doing anything else because not only have we had to get the bass player ready to play the gigs we've got, which is this one, the Breaking Band, but in between now and that. We've got him up, he's good enough, you know, we've got him to the stage in the last few weeks that he can play the full set. Now we've got him to get him to the stage where he can play the whole album to record it. So gigs is not really been one of those things, like as soon as the album's done, or he's recorded the bass, we can, we'll go and do more gigs.
Yeah. Of course the other thing, obviously the writing sort of takes a bit of a hold, because you think, well, give the guy a chance, let him catch up and learn that stuff first before we throw any new stuff at him, you know.
Yeah. Andy's got to be able to write, you know, he'll want to play what he wants to do. Rather than just give him something to say, right, you're our new bass player, play this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for him to be fully endorsed behind it, he's got to...
He wants
his own input.
Yeah, he wants to put his mark on it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you can't expect anybody to...
No, absolutely.
They've just had been told, fucking do this and do that, you know, he's better off to have his own input, isn't he? Which is going to take time.
Of course. Well, let's wrap this all up. So apart from your music, what's something you've all got in common as people, like in your band?
We've all been together for so long, mate. It's just one of those things. We've known each other for years. We grew up in the same village.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's history, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we grew up in the same village. We've played with the same band, with the same people. And we've all been mates for 20 years.
You've kind of knocked around with people that long. It's almost like, well, we're kind of neat to be in a band with each other now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's that kind of thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We've done bands. We thought, right, we're getting the band together. We're going to ring. And we'll ring the fucking ones. Because we just know how everybody works together, don't we? It would be history is the only thing, you know, the common denominator that we have is the length of time we've known each other.
Yeah.
You know, you'll know as good as anybody. If you was to get a new member in your band, do you imagine how hard that situation is? One, they've got to be able to play. Next thing, they've got to have equipment. Because how many fucking people you've been in the band with the turns up and say, right, I can play bass, but I'm between amps right now. You know, or I can't drive. So you're like, fucking hell. So you think, right, so then if they can play, they've got their own equipment and can drive, then you're down to the realms of, do they like your music? Which is the fucking other thing. And do you like them as a person?
Yeah.
All those things have got to come into play. So with us, we're just lucky to have five people that just like each other enough to. Yeah, so,
cunt.
And the beauty of that is when you've played with people that long, it's almost having like a bit of an insight, a bit of a sixth sense. You kind of, writing's easy. A lot of songs write themselves because you already know what the kind of thing somebody else is going to do. Do you know what I mean? We've played guitar together in bands for 20 years, so and we tend to sort of see ourselves as a bit of a, you're a guitar partnership, aren't you? You know, especially when you sort of, you've got twin lead ideas and you harmonise. Ultimately, you want to sound like one guitar player. So when you've played in a band for a long time with somebody else, you've got that connection, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it just makes the writing a hell of a lot easier, you know.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
MMH, the home of rock radio.